Good morning, my friends. Good afternoon. Good evening. I'm so thankful you would join me for the Morning Mindset. My name is Kerry Green. I'm a retired pastor who really has no interest in retiring. I'm realizing that teaching the Word of God is still very much the heartbeat of what God has given me to do. Even though I'm doing business ventures on the side and things like that as my main source of income, this Morning Mindset really is a passion of my heart. If you want to partner with me in the Morning Mindset, please check the description of this episode and find out how you can come alongside and be a partner. All right, we are wrapping up Romans chapter 7 today. Romans chapter 7 is one of those passages that as I first began reading this as a teenage boy, I remember saying, amen, amen, that is exactly how it is. Paul, you understand the Christian life. And I think as we reread a few of the verses here as a starting point to help us get into the context of what Paul is saying, you will feel the same way because he nails the human experience as a Christian. He understands the struggle that goes on in our own souls. We're going to go back to verse 18 of chapter 7 and reread 18 through 23 and then pick up in 24 for today's verse. So this is Romans chapter 7, beginning of verse 18. Paul says, "For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh." Now remember, that word flesh is talking about the human body. He says, "For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who does it, but sin that dwells within me." Again, he's talking about his human body. "So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being. But I see in my members another law, waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members." Now here's where we're picking up with today's passage. "Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" Let's stop for a moment and consider this statement and this question. First of all, Paul says, "Wretched man that I am." Now, when I was a kid, I would hear that word wretched, and just the sound of the word to me felt kind of like sinful, terrible, awful. You're a despicable human being. That's what the word felt like to me as I heard it. But since that time, I've been able to, you know, investigate a little bit. What does that word really mean? And the word wretched doesn't mean sinful. It means miserable. And hasn't what Paul just described, doesn't that sound miserable? I mean, you know the experience that he's describing. Isn't it a miserable experience to have this war going on all the time where the real you, the identity that's hidden in Christ, as the scripture says, wants to do God's will and delights in God's will? And yet this other law of sin that dwells in your members, as Paul says right here in verse 23, that is still waging war against the real you, who wants to overcome sin. You are definitely wretched in that situation. You're miserable. You're fighting a fight all the time. And Paul says, and notice how he says it at the end of verse 24, "Who will deliver me from this body of death?" Now notice, he was intuitive enough to understand it's a who. It's not a what. It's not some new practice. It's a person who will deliver us. And look at his answer in verse 25. "Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord." So he knows God is his savior in this. He knows God is the one who will rescue him. And what is he rescuing him from? Notice what he says. "Who will deliver me from this body of death?" You see, Paul is going back to the location of where our sinful struggle comes from. It comes from the fact that our human body is not yet redeemed, and therefore the power we call sin resides in our body still. And it manifests all kinds of desires through our brain, through our body, through our emotion, through our thinking, to get us off track and into a place that we are obeying the power of sin rather than the power of God. So my friends, pray with me right now for ourselves that we will understand this struggle and we will fight it properly by relying on God. Lord Jesus, thank you for revealing to us through the Apostle Paul that it is God through Jesus Christ our Lord who will deliver us from this body of death. Do it today in the way we speak to people, in the way we interact, in the way we guide those under our care, in the way that we love those around us. Help us to beat the power of sin today because of what you have done in our lives, Lord Jesus.